Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the editorial director and the interim editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
And I'm Christine Maffa, the clinical editor at AJN.
And we're here to present the October highlights for this issue. Last month, Christine was here alone presenting the September highlights while I was attending a conference in Australia. So she flew solo last month, but now we're back together.
Yes, thank goodness.
So the October issue, we're very delighted to bring special attention to the 25th anniversary of the National Institute of Nursing Research. We have a special cover, and the cover and the both the editorial and the historical timeline were done in cooperation and in coordination with the folks at the National Institute of Nursing Research. We have the editorial as a guest editorial by Dr. Patricia Grady, highlighting the role that nurses have played in conducting important clinical research that benefits patient care. The timeline will highlight key studies and authors of research, so it's really a testimony to nursing research and the fact that with the National Institute of Nursing Research, nursing is on a par with other disciplines in within the National Institute of Health, and that's really, I think, an important step for our profession, and it's certainly worth highlighting, and we're very happy to participate with NINR to do this.
And we even dug out an AJN archive that discusses research that was written way back in 1927.
Yes, it's fabulous. It's fabulous, old piece. And part of our nursing archives will bring you from time to time. So, Christine, why don't you tell them about the CE piece we have?
So, speaking of research, our CE is original research on men's awareness and knowledge of male breast cancer. Being that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we thought it was a good fit. And it's interesting to see they surveyed a group of men to see what they knew about male breast cancer. We hear a lot about female breast cancer, obviously, and we got some interesting results, as usual.
Yeah, and there's also a podcast. I did an interview with the author, Eileen Thomas, and Eileen talked about how she started doing the research, and it is qualitative research, so listening or reading some of the responses from the men about their awareness or what they thought about breast cancer is really enlightening and shows that we have a lot of work to do in terms of education. Another piece that we have this month is Correspondence from Abroad, and this piece was written by Carol Grace Tussie Weingarten. And she spent some time over in Landstuhl Regional Medical Center in Germany working alongside nurses, both military and civilian, who are working there caring for the most injured troops that get airlifted there from almost from the point of battle. And she talks about some of the work they're doing. So it's a really nice piece about our military nursing colleagues.
And then another point out to breast cancer, we have a dragon boat racing feature, and this is something that's done with patients who have received surgery, mastectomies, lumpectomies, etc., treatment for breast cancer, and this is something that they can do. Not only physically it helps them, but also the psychological component.
Right. And of course we have I didn't mention, we do have a podcast with Dr. Patricia Grady as well. So we have two podcasts this month that you can find in behind the articles. Those are the main features, but of course we have a lot of other important articles. We have a very provocative viewpoint on why can't men who have sex with men donate blood. And it is very provocative. It is grounded in evidence, so I think people will... some people may take issue, but I think it's an eye-opener for some people. We also have several timely news stories on covering studies and a piece on behavioral intervention for Tourette's disorder. AJN Reports is about lessons learned from the 2009 H1N1 pandemic. And, of course, this is the October issue, so we're just beginning flu season. So I think that's an important piece that nurses should look at. And we have emerging infections on drug-resistant TB, safety monitor on safe handling of hazardous drugs, and that's definitely a piece nurses should look at. So there's a lot to look at in this month's AJN. So I hope you will look at it either online or in print. And also visit us on the blog, on our blog, AJN at WordPress.com.
And Facebook, Twitter.
Yes, we're just all over the web these days. So until next month, this is Sean Kennedy and Christine Moffa wishing you a good month and hope you'll listen to us next month. Thank you.